The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, third podcast of the spring, and if you've listened all offseason, the guest today is somebody that you've heard about a lot because, frankly, I heard about him a lot. And every conversation I had with front office people and Giants staff members over the offseason, this guy came up. It's Steven Duggar, a center fielder who has a shot really this spring to try to win the opening day job in center field. And if not, I think the Giants are counting on him pretty quickly getting up here and being their center fielder and really giving him kind of an everyday guy there and somebody who will give him good defense and speed and just get better and better at the plate. So that's the plan for him. I thought it was interesting in our conversation. I asked him kind of who he's been watching and who he watched when he was hurt. And the fact that he brought up Brandon Crawford, I found interesting because I've heard that from a couple people, just viewing him as somebody who is, you know, not a first-round pick, but a pretty high draft pick and just somebody who just gets better and better over time and should get better at the plate, even though defense will be what probably gets him to the big leagues first. So a good conversation here with Steven. His camp started today officially, or this week officially. He was here last week, but this is kind of the start for the whole team being here, and their first full workout was on Monday. So if you missed anything, a lot of stories up on our website. If you missed the podcast last week, Buster Posey and Hunter Pence were the guests. A lot more coming, not just this week, but in the next few weeks. So subscribe on iTunes if you can. You'll get all of those. And if you like the podcast, it does always help to leave a review. For now, here's the guest, Steven Duggar. All right, here with Steven Duggar, who, in a weird way, you're one of the stories of camp and have been the whole offseason. I'll start with that. I mean, every single time we talked to Bobby, he brought you up, and Brian brings you up. Did you hear that in the offseason? It's just kind of how much they're looking forward to seeing you this spring?
I didn't hear much about it. I just, I just knew that from what I had been told that I would have some sort of expectation this year. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, I just want to go and go out there and prove that I can, you know, contribute at the major league level. But, also just another day-by-day step, just trying to get better. So
you got your feet wet here last year, got into a few spring games, got to work out with these guys a lot. Does it feel different to you being here this time, knowing that if you do have a really good spring? I mean, they've made it clear that they're open to putting you on the opening day roster.
A little bit, but, you know, at the same time, it's still just, for me, it's about learning, just continuing to grow as a player. You know, there's a lot of things that I can improve at. I just think that it's the preparation and the process about how I'm trying to go about my business. There's a different approach this year in terms of, you know, just trying to stay healthy and diets, so just a lot of things to just try to, you know, for one, stay on the field, and then two, when I'm on the field, trying to play the best caliber of play that I can be at.
Take me through last year a little bit. You get hurt here in spring training. What was the recovery from that, the flexor issue, and then you get over that, and right away I think had a hamstring issue, right?
Yeah, it was a difficult time for me, man. So I had the flexor strain in camp. And I was good to go by May. I was throwing 100%, throwing to bases on a line. I mean, everything was 100%. But while I was conditioning for my elbow, just pulled up, just felt it grab, and that's when the hammy came on. And that was definitely the most difficult to recover from. And it just there was days where I'd come in and be like, all right, I think we're finally turning a corner. And then I'd wake up the next morning, and you're like, something's not right. So it was difficult to get over, but once I did, I knew that once I was over it, I was over it, and 100% healthy, ready to go.
I think I was in San Jose in July or at the end of June, and you had just gotten there, and then you felt something right away. Was it a matter of you had to make sure you're ready, given that you're a speed guy and it's a hamstring, and just had to make sure you weren't going out there and ending your season early?
Right. That was, I mean, the mental part of it was definitely a big thing for me. I never quite felt like I could just go turn it on. So it took me a minute to really trust, you know, the rehab and everything that we had been doing. When I got to San Jose, I just felt like, you know, I was closer, but I wasn't ready. Like, for instance, there was a ball that I hit down the line, and it was a double, and I rounded it. But like, as soon as I rounded first base, I was like, I need to like slow down or stop running right now, or something else is going to happen. So, and that feeling in itself, I knew something wasn't right. It was just trying to be cautiously as aggressive as we could be, if that makes sense. Just trying to, you know, find a way to get back on the field as fast as possible. But again, can't afford to rip my hammy up any more than it already has been. So.
The mental side of it, I've talking to coaches who have been with you and have seen you come through, they talk about how competitive you are. And one of those guys like Crawford, who maybe we won't see it here, but internally that fire is there. So when you're sitting on the couch after your rehab, what are you doing? How are you handling that?
I don't think, to be honest with you, I'd never been hurt before. So when I first got hurt, I don't know if I necessarily knew how to handle it. It was tough. But as you know, the weeks went on, I started just using it as an opportunity to watch. I'd watch baseball, I'd watch all the Giants games that I could, and just study some of the best hitters in the game. What are their similarities across the board? And just trying to study and learn and stay connected to the game in some way. As crazy as that might sound, or it might sound, you know, whatever to some people, it's just that's how I got through my time. Because, you know, you're done with rehab at 11, 12 in the afternoon. You got the rest of the day, and you're just in a hotel room. So
down here, right?
Yeah, so down here.
Where it's getting hot, and so, nobody's here anymore except for everybody else who's rehabbing.
Yeah. So once I just that was kind of my routine, and stuck with it. And you know, once I got back, I didn't feel like I was too far off. I just had to, you know, try to find my way again. And, you know, now looking forward to an opportunity this year.
Were there any players, whether it's Giants or other guys you watched, that you really found something specific to take away from your swing or how they run the bases or play center field?
So coming up, I think a lot of people have said that Craw and I are similar paths, and I can see that. I mean, I was a sixth rounder, you know, I wasn't, you know, the first round guy, but you know, I've stayed with it, so I think I've always, you know, drawn towards him, and just watching him go about his business. Also Pence, Gorkys is, you know, defensively, trying to pick up on a few things. I've already talked to Gregor out there. Actually, it's been a good first few days down here. And then I watched Span a little bit, definitely towards the end of the year, when he was flying around out there making some plays. So, it was that was an exciting time when I was able to just, you know, actually come back and then just try to put the pieces together and implement a few things that they might do well in their game. To better overall my game.
As a speed guy, when you're watching a game at AT&T Park, and the one thing we've heard about you over and over again is that it's going to be a good fit for that outfield, and especially defensively. I mean, does that, most guys probably don't like the ballpark, but does that excite you a little bit, knowing what you can do in center field and the way you're going to be able to run around out there and chase fly balls down, help these pitchers out?
Yeah. I just like to go get it, man. I mean, it's
that's
fun.
That's what Beattie told me.
Yeah, so it's
fun. He'll just go get it for me.
It's fun to go track down a ball, man. Taking away hits from the other guys, helping our pitchers, playing, you know, fundamentally sound defense. I think, you know, that there's that's kind of, you know, how, you know, the Giants have done things, right? I mean, pitching and defense, 3 World Series championships. I mean, it's, you know, pretty evident that that stuff's important. So, you know, I take a great deal of pride in my defense. But yeah, seeing center field and the acres, it seems like, is out there to get to go run down. Yeah, it's you know, that would be exciting if that were to ever come to fruition.
Do you know what the triples record is? I think it's like 13 or 15 or something. I think Angel Pagan said it. So I'm always waiting for a speed guy who can get out there and
well, maybe and go if I get the opportunity, yeah. I can throw some balls out there and just run for days. So we'll see.
What did the fall league do for you, being able to go out there and after everything that happened, finish your season the way you did?
Yeah, the fall league definitely, you know, put me in a better mental state of mind. I felt like, you know, I was fighting through San Jose. I got, you know, once I got up to SAC, I felt like, you know, things were all starting to come back together, and then bam, the season's over, and I'm like, man, I wish there was more. And then the fall league came around, and that was big for me, man. I got to make up for some lost time and get some at-bats in. Against, you know, the pitchers that were down here at the time, some pretty legit arms. And again, just being able to go play healthy, just, you know, that reassurance that, all right, I'm actually good. Just got to stay on top of everything, but I can go actually play my game now. So the fall league was beneficial to me in more ways than one, for sure.
I think you stole 10 bases there. I mean, when you coming off the hamstring thing, to be able to go out there and prove against it, like you said, good pitchers, but also some of the better catching prospects in the game. Sure. Did that show you that, okay, that part of my game is back and I'll be ready for spring training?
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that I really wanted to work on, probably more so than anything, was once I get on first and second, how do we get to third or second or third? So stealing bases was a big thing, obviously working with Vince. You know, that was a thing that I felt like I was actually improving the most at. So when I went down with the hammy, it was discouraging because I felt like I was making strides in so many ways. But when I got back, I just,
I think
you know,
worked with Vince Coleman.
Yeah,
spring
Vince
training
Coleman
too. Right?
Yeah,
like
Vince
I
Coleman.
I remember you being out there doing drills.
We were out here with
right,
him
right
doing
here.
Drills.
Yeah.
So I've just tried to take some of the drills that we've worked on and you know, some of the things that, you know, we talked about, and you know, when I got to the fall league, I just tried to, you know, put those best into action as possible, and you know, there's definitely an improvement there. I just want to keep going and making strides that way.
How do you balance being the type of player you are, who is, it's not, I mean, you saw what happened last year. You watched a lot of baseball. Everybody's hitting 20, 30 home runs,
right.
And Giants obviously in the offseason went out, tried to add some power to the lineup, but a lot of the things, I know the power is coming for you and will continue to come as you get older, but a lot of the things you do really well right now are more kind of old school, like running the bases well, stealing bags. How do you balance trying to do what you do well, but also knowing that everybody's out there trying to hit 20, 30 home runs?
Yeah, I think it just starts it starts by understanding who you are as a player. I mean, you're right. I'm not a guy that's going to go out there and, you know, bang 35, 40 home runs. Potentially one day, maybe. But I think understanding who I am as a player, right? I mean, I'm a guy that can run a little bit, you know, that prides himself on being a tough out at the plate and running down balls in the outfield, applying some pressure on the base pass. I mean, that's just, like you said, maybe the old school way of playing. But, you know, I think in this day and age where you've got, you know, all these guys with the power numbers being up and everything, that you got to have some people who, you know, can blaze the base pass. Because, you know, there might be a ball in the gap that if everybody's hitting power and they're not as fast and not as many runs score, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I pride myself on knowing who I am as a player and just continuing to try to get better. And maybe one day you're right that that the power will come. So we'll see.
I think you're living with Slater, Shaw, and Suarez.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the house? So
that's the house.
This is a group of guys who, one of them has broken through already, but, I mean, the rest of you guys are, even with Andrew, I mean, right on the cusp of being in the rotation or being in the outfield. What's that environment been like as you go in here in spring? And are you guys talking about it over dinner, or the opportunities you have, or how you did that day? What's the house like early on here?
Man, the house is incredible. It's a lot of fun. obviously I came, you know, Suarez and Shaw and I were in the same class, and Shaw and I have kind of moved throughout the system together. Mm-hmm. So we're super close in that regard. Same thing with Suarez. And then Slater, I got super close with this time last year in camp. So the house has been, it's been phenomenal, man. It's a great group of guys. We enjoy each other's company. But we're just trying to make the most of our experience here, and just trying to play to the best of our abilities and make an impact in whatever way we can. And I think it pushes each other, you know, us and one another, to just go out there and be the best players that we can be.
You guys, I mean, from the time you're here in the morning, 7, 8 a.m. to when you leave, it's baseball, baseball, baseball. When you're in a house with a bunch of baseball players, is it baseball when you get home? Are you watching MLB Network? Are you talking about what happened that day? Or are you guys trying to get away and decompress a little bit?
I think there might be some talk. But, you know, overall, we just try to balance it out, right? I mean, you know, baseball, baseball, 100%. You know, you got to go to dinner and, you know, talk about the basketball game that might have been on that night or something, you know, just that balance. I mean, there's definitely talk, you know, of what happened that day and, you know, how you felt at the plate or, you know, what's going on, how your outfield reads, blah, blah, blah. Just, I mean, there's stuff like that that comes up and we talk about it for sure, but I think it's also important to keep that balance. I think we do a great job of that for sure.
Well, you're all college guys, so you all have a college football team that you can talk smack about. So I'm sure that comes up with you a lot being Clemson and,
it comes up sometimes. Fortunately, Shaw's been on the losing end of that side for a few years, so it's been fun to talk to him a little bit. Suarez's team brought the noise this year, though. Miami was solid; they were good, but it's been a lot of fun for sure.
The last question for you: this is a dumb one, but an important one. I'm under the impression it's Duggar.
Oh, it's Duggar.
It's Duggar.
It's Duggar.
Okay. Literally to people in the front office, like, I would ask them about you, and some of them would call you Duggar or different.
It's Duggar. It's part of it. I've enjoyed, like,
we'll clarify
the names
once and for all
that are thrown out there, Duggar, Duggar.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts, man, it's all good. It's all in fun, man. It's part of it. But it's Duggar, for sure.
I did notice throughout the offseason, as you were talked about, people started to pronounce your name the same way as we got closer to camp. So I think that's a sign of, like, he's getting closer to being here. So
we might as well
get it right. Steven, thank you for the time.
Yeah,
camp here.
Yep.
Good luck. And like I said, a guy who was talked about all offseason. So we'll be watching.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Alex.
It is out of here in the center field. And this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.